doesn't have enough food to bring home to feed his family, that's called v'ein loy, and that's called beiser reikam. So what does it say two times for? Amar Rav Chisda, it means to say like this: zel shebeisoy reikam in avera. Not only is he poor, but also he has no averus in his household. There's no averus in his household. Rashi says it means shein chomos the gezla beisoy. He didn't steal anything. He doesn't have any gezla chomos in his house. Nobody has tainus that he stole something from them. Then it says, what does that mean? Abaye says, Zesh lo yotza shem rab yaldusay. That means even when he was young, there was never a bad name given about him. He didn't even do averis when he was young. Nobody spoke bad about him. That's called a pirkei no. So such a person should be the shliach tzibur to daven good for Hashem on these tainuses. Pasuk says, Hoysali nachalosi kari. That my nachlo, my inheritance, should be like a lion, the yar in the forest. Nos no lai bekerle, yelled at me, put his voice against me. Hakein senesi, therefore he hates me. What does that mean? My nos no lai bekerle, what does it mean that they use their voice against me? Oma mazut shabatuvi yomarav, viyamri lo oma rabbi choma oma rabbeloza. Ze shliach tzibur, hayur lefnei ateve shein hogan. That's if you have a shliach tzibur that goes down to Davin, that's not fit really to Davin. He doesn't have these milas. So like they're screaming out to Hashem, but Hashem just hates it. Hashem is not makabel such a tefillah. That's not a good shliach tzibur. Then it says, "V'yoyimel lefneihem esrim v'yavbo brachos." You have to say 24 brachos. Shemoyin esrei shemachol yoyim. You have the regular 18 brachos, even though it's always 19. We say v'lam hashinim. V'lam hashinim is not included. It's only the original 18, and now we add another 6 more. Umoysef aleihem oyd sheish. We add another 6 to put together to make it 24 brachos. For the Gemara, Hani Sheish, is it true it's only 6 brachas? Sheva heaven, Hani Sheish, Sheva heaven. Our Mishnah says there are 7 long brachas. Because if not, like we learned in our Mishnah, Allah Shvius, what do we say in the 7th bracha? Why there? Borach Merachem al Oretz. So how could you say we only add 6 brachas? Lechura, we're adding 7 brachas. The Mishnah calls it 7. So Gemara says like this: Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, my Shvius, it means Shvius Laruchet, the 7th one of the long brachas. Kinatani, like we learned like this, the Goyal Yisrael. Really, they added 6 brachas between the bracha of Goyal Yisrael and Rifa'enu. That's what they added, the 6 brachas. But even this last bracha of Goyal Yisrael also was Marach, what the Brisa says, Kinatanya. But Goyal Yisrael Marach, they started to extend that bracha a little bit. Over Chaisam Uweimer, when they ended off that bracha, they said, Mishona es Avrom Haramaria, hu Yan Eschem. Listen to our cry. Today, Baruch Goyal Yisrael. If the Hein Einim Achav, they would answer right after that. Amen. So you see, even the bracha of Goyal Yisrael also had an arichas. They added something to it. So the Maaseh said there were 7 brachas that were longer during this Shemoneh Esrei, and the first one was Goyal Yisrael, and then the next 6 that they added. The Chazan Aknet Soim Alehem Tikul. Then the Chazan, not the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, he would say Tikul. They should blow the shofar. But the Yaron Tikul, blow it. Then they started the second long bracha. They would say Zechronus. Again, the Am would answer back. Amen. Now they would say make a trua. But they aren't a real, like blow the shofar, make a trua. By one extra bracha, they would say tiku, that is to make a tkiya. One that we say hariyu, make the truas. Then it says, like when do we say you're supposed to answer omen after the bracha? That's outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not answer omen after the brachas. Why? In the Beis HaMikdash, you don't say omen. How do we know this? We don't answer Omen in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem, get up and bless Hashem. Min Oilam Ad Oilam. This is the Nusach, we'll soon see the bracha you have to say in the Beis HaMikdash. Min Oilam V'Yad Oilam. Then it says, V'Yavoruch Hashem Kevoitcho. They should give back a bracha to Hashem, which means they should answer back instead of Omen. In the Beis HaMikdash, they always said, Baruch Hashem Kevoit Machus Elolam V'Ed. He's exalted ahead all the brachas and all the praises. But Yochel, I would have thought that kol brachas kulan loyte elatil achas. After all the brachas, he answered back only once. Baruch Shem. Talmud Leima. This the pasuk says no. Omeroyma ma kol bracha tila. That means he's exalted upon all brachas. That means kol bracha. After every bracha, they say in the Beis HaMikdash, tain loyte tila. You have to give him back the special praise of saying Baruch Shem kvoy machusay. If so, if you don't answer Amen, what do you say in the base of Migdash? They said like this, the Nusach HaBracha was, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisroel Min Olam V'Yad Olam. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem, this is what they would say in the base of Migdash. That Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisroel Min Olam V'Yad Olam. Baruch Go Yisroel. V'Yad Olam Achra, what do they answer back? Baruch Hashem Kvoi Machus El Olam V'Yad. Then the Chazan HaKnesses Oyim Aleim Tikul. The Chazan would tell them you have to blow the Shofar now. Hakana B'nei Aaron, Tikul, blow the Shofar. The choice of Yom, then they start the second bracha. Mishones Avram, Amario, Yaneschem, Vayishma, Bukot, Sakasechem, Ayomazer, Borchat, Borcha Shem, Lakay Israel. Again, how would they end off the bracha in the base of Migdash? Would say, Borcha Shem, Lakay Israel, Zecharanish Kochis. That was the first bracha, and the extra one of Zecharanis. Vehain Oinam Achra, Borch, Shem, Kvar, Makusel, Lomboed, they would answer afterwards. Vehazna Knesses, Oimele, Mario, Akana, Blayaran, Ario, to make the trua. This is the way they would say it. Achagayim reskul until they ended off all the extra six brachas. Now, Hinig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. Rabbi Chalafta did the same type of nusach brachas, the Baruch Hashem l'kei Yisroel min Olam, and to say Baruch Hashem not only in the base of Migdash but even in Tzipori. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin b'sichni. Ukishabo Dovel of Echom and Echom heard about this. Omrul they said. You know, they only did these things in the base of Migdash and not outside. That's one Yusa. The Yamri something like this. Kidatanya, like we learned, it's supposed to say 24 brachas on these 7 fast days. Shemarin Esrim Shemachol Yom, the regular 18 brachas. Omasifin Aleim, yet on them, Oid Sheish, another 6 brachas. The Yosin Sheish, these extra 6 brachas. Heichen Oimrim, where they say them? Bein Goyal Roifa, between the bracha of Goyal Yisrael and Roifa, Roifa Choli. Or Marach used to extend a little bit even in the bracha of Begula. Bein Oinam Achra of Omen, they would answer back Omen, I call bracha bracha. The Kach Hoyu Noigim Begul, this is what they did outside the base of Migdash. Alba the Migdash, but in the base of Migdash itself, Hoyu Oimrim, they would say, Baruch Hashem Loka Yisrael Min Oilam Viad Oilam. That was the way they said the bracha. And Baruch Goyal Yisrael. They didn't answer after the Omen. Why? The klal is in the base of Migdash, you don't say Omen. How do we know this? This is like another gears like we learned before. How do we know this, that in the base of Migdash you don't answer Omen after the brachas? Alright, turn over. Yominayin, how do we know this? Shein oinim omen b'migdish, that you don't say the word omen in the base of Migdash. Shinema, the pasuk says, Kumi borchu as Hashem olakeichem in oilom v'yad oilom v'yivorchu Hashem k'voidechem omen kol brocha tila. Hakol brocha brocha tein lo tila. If each brocha give him a special tila, means say borch Hashem k'void machusai, they're lo v'ed. Turn around, Boron. The Brisa says like this. Alor rishayin esuem, after the first brocha, you say like this. Borch Hashem loke yischom in oilom v'yad oilom. Borch go Yisrael. After that, Baruch Hashem Kvoi Machusel Olam V'ed. The Chazan HaKnesses used to say, Oymer Tikul Karim Tikul, make a Tkiya. The Chayz of Yoymer, then he would say, to start the second bracha. Mishonas Avrom Bahar Maria, who Yane Eschem, he should answer us. Vayishma Mekosek Asechem, he should listen to our call, our voice of our screaming. How Yoymer is there today? Vayalashniya Oymer Baruch, and the Beis Mitzvah they said, Baruch Hashem Lekai Yisroel Min Oilom Yad Oilom, Baruch Zoychar Anish Kochis. He would say back to them again, Hariyu b'nayarun Hariyu, like make a trua right now. Then they would start the third bracha, Mishana Sabasechem, Ayamsef, Uyan Eschem, Yishma Kosakasechem, Ayamzeh, Vayimarian, Vitaikin Arian, they make a trua, Tkiya trua, Vayim Bechol Bracha, Bracha, Biachasay Matiku, one time they say make a Tkiya, a Tkiya, Ubiachasay Maria, make a trua. Hachigmas of Brachas Kum, until they finish all the extra 6 brachas. And again, Mechain Hinig, Rabbi Chalafta, B'tzipor, Rabbi Chananya, Ben Shrad, and B'sichnein, they would know this even outside the base of Yiddish, they acted like this. But when the Chacham heard about this, Omru, they said, you should know we only acted like this, and the Sharim Mizrach and Harabais means in the base of Yiddish, that they said this Nusach HaBroch and Baruch Shem. But outside, you have to say the regular Baruch, like we say, and a regular Amin. We have Yehuda Weimel, Ohayat Sarach, Leimus Zechronis. He says, no, they didn't say Zechronis and Shefrois on the Tainus. Omer Avad, the Dimin Yahu, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's time? Lefi Shein Oimrim, Zechronis.